Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled. I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Canceled.
Fandomosia is canceled.
Welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast. Today, I'm canceling Bryce Hall again.
I am here. She made me drink right before this podcast, so I apologize in advance for anything that I say.
Well, way to just call me out. To be fair, Bryce, people get so mad when we say "to be fair" like every 2 seconds. But
they said this should be called the "To Be Fair" podcast. Like, we're being fair.
I also just feel like with canceled, it's like a good statement. To be fair, Bryce, you make me want to black out just as is. Your presence.
Sorry. This Party actually, Animal University.
Literally, he showed up today, and I was like, "Fuck!" Like, you're one of the few humans where like I don't ever even really see. Like, we'd be raging. Like, that's like our thing is like, you know, going out, being crazy.
Yeah, so we do a little more than that, but that's off camera.
Oh my, Bryce Hall. What does that even mean? I'm already canceled. Like, Jesus Christ, I can't.
All right, should we explain what we do?
So the way I got scared, he's on go. He said like 83 terrible things before this podcast.
No,
started.
I didn't.
No, what'd you say?
No, I didn't.
No, let us know. What do you guys do outside?
Well, this
the
is factually the number 9th most popular podcast, so I had to come on. Okay. Thanks for having me.
You're not going
to
say anything else.
We're fluctuating. I feel
some people claim to be number 1, but they actually
You're not going to say who you think that is.
Well, there's multiple people that claim to be number 1.
Okay. We're number 1 in society and culture.
Well, I'm number 9. It's fine. It's fine. Is that the only reason you're on? It's not cuz we're literally
besties.
Well,
you were number
forever.
1 and I was trying to get on there when it was number 1, but you're number 9.
We'll be number 1 again now that
you're
on. You're
far less important to me than Trisha Paytas. I can't lie.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Love you, Trisha.
So, hey, Bryce Hall.
Hey, what's up?
Did you ever think that 2 years ago, when you and I were publicly fighting across the internet, trying to cancel each other fully, I said you should be deplatformed. You said that I sucked your toes.
You did.
Who says I sucked his toes?
I believe it 100%.
No, she did.
I've seen her do way worse things.
I mean, I was at a point.
And you know what's so funny? I watched that video 2 days ago.
Why?
You just wanted to be like me, Rory, Riley, J-Rod, just like a whole group. We all watched that video while we were high as fuck.
Just like
and
market
we were
research.
Laughing about everything that you said.
Should I delete it?
I mean, I deleted my response.
She didn't delete her video about me.
It got more dislikes than likes.
I'm so sorry, Bryce. I'm so sorry. I was mad at you.
It had 50,000 likes and then like 100,000 dislikes.
To be fair, I mean now
that's a really
bad ratio.
Yeah.
To be fair, but I mean, I never thought we'd come this far. Our friendship, he's just vaping. Like, should I just keep talking? Like, no, it's like fine.
She begs me for this vape all the time.
I
feel like people are only my friends in LA because of my vape.
I fully decided that we should be friends again for the clout, but I mean, go off.
They suck my vape more than my.
Okay.
More than anything else.
You know what? We're starting off strong. We all really did drink a lot of 42 before this podcast. I'm not
going to
lie.
Can we show the bottle?
Yeah, show the bottle.
It's a little scary. That's actually like really concerning.
This is just us.
So like I he's flexing on you, but I just don't want you to think that this isn't going to be a very drunk episode of Canceled. I kind of almost think we're going to finish that.
I already want to drink. I just feel like I...
No, Bryce does make me want to drink. This is the soberest.
Anytime that I don't want to answer a question, I'm going to take a shot.
First and foremost, I feel like we've never had a public conversation on the internet that isn't us bashing each other.
You're right.
So which is automatically, I have a million things to ask you. Your fans are actually very, very defensive of you. Like, I was shocked. I tweeted, like, ask me questions to ask Bryce. And so many of your fans were like, don't ask him about this. Don't cancel him. Don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, they want you to be unproblematic.
And hey, I love you guys.
Okay, but, like, also, like, if you're standing Bryce Hall and you want him to be unproblematic, where did you go from?
Yeah, when did you start becoming a fan?
No offense to the Bryce Hall stance. I'm just saying, like, that is setting someone up for failure.
She's saying offensive, but like, I love you guys. Thanks for the support.
Not offensive to them, just offensive in general. Like scandalous.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
I don't know.
That's how it came up.
So do we just start crazy? Should we just...
Let's start it off easy because I'm a little tipsy. and then let's gradually get crazier.
I'm trying to weigh out what would piss you off more, being asked about Riley or if you got paid for Austin's fight. But I think that I'm going to start off by asking you, did you get paid for the Austin McBroom fight?
All right, so that's where we're starting.
I feel like you've been public about that, kind of.
Yeah, like, I mean, like if you can talk to Fletcher about it, babe, you're sitting here blacked out.
Yeah, no, I haven't talked about any of that because I'm dealing with everything legally.
Well, I feel like you kind of mentioned it on Hollywood Fix.
What was it?
Or did they just clickbait you?
No, it was I'm educated. It was a Bryce.
She wants to fuck Bryce. She like watched that shit.
You watch the vlogs?
No, my roommate's a Bryce Hall super fan.
So. We were actually at Lil Huddy's last week and Bryce walked up to Brooke cold open. I mean, obviously, this is you blacked out. You don't remember this. You walk up to Brooke and you go, I saw the podcast. I know you want to fuck me.
That's not what I said.
I put it on my literal life.
She completely made that up.
We were both sober. We were both like standing in moderately like the same area of the kitchen and Tana's like, check this one out.
And then like, I was like, I saw the podcast.
No, Bryce, I put. We're not living in the past.
You know what, guys?
Can we roll that clip, actually?
No.
I will tell you, I think my three mental illnesses are like anxiety, depression, attracted to Bryce Hall.
What were we just talking about? See, this is what happens when I'm
Did I get paid for the Austin McBroom fight?
There we go. Back to that. He talked about it in a vlog. Him and Taylor made like a joke about how they don't have any money from the.
It was at the stadium.
Yeah.
And then
should we just buy the stadium? No, with the money from our fight, and they both go.
Yeah, the joke was we didn't get paid.
So Taylor's suing Austin, no?
Yeah.
For what? I saw it on like a drama channel, but I don't know. Like
probably the months of hard work that we put in, and then not getting paid.
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh my God, we started off hot. That one even like hurt me. I'm trying to keep my Austin McBroom slander to a minimum. On God,
I don't talk shit about anyone.
Well, right. I've been trying to actually, because people are just, they're saying that I'm coming for him too much. But obviously, you know, when something like gets views, it's my favorite thing to like really capitalize on. So I've been talking shit about Austin for a minute, but I'm going to try to keep that to a minimum today, which is shocking. But with that being said, if I were to fucking train every single day,
you would fight Austin McBroom.
No, why does he have one brain cell?
Hey, I would be so angry. He's pretty nice at boxing, though. I was genuinely surprised. Every time I got popped in the face, I was like, how the fuck did you even hit me?
So did you guys ever spar ever before the fight?
What do you mean? Me and him?
Yeah.
No.
Why would that ever happen?
Is that not a thing?
Let's warm up with each other.
I don't really know a lot about boxing, can you tell?
No, you're trying to beat someone's ass, and you want them to know as little as possible about you.
Okay, fair enough. But I mean, did you, going into the fight, I guess we'll move on from your lack of payment. I might circle back because I'm still curious. Like, are you going to sue him?
Yeah, well, I'm broke, so.
You're not.
I'm not buying it.
Super not broke. Are you going to sue him, though?
Nah. I mean, I'm dealing with everything legally. It doesn't even need to be a suing.
Do you think he'll ever end up getting paid? Or do you think his like foreclosing home is like.
No, I will.
Okay, that's hot. You heard it from Bryce Hall himself. Moving on. So with you being like super rich now and like just like a boxer and like everything going on, who's the next fight, Bryce? Who do you want to be the next fight?
Do you want to fight again?
Yeah, I do. I can't end my record 0-1.
Yeah. You literally can't.
It's like 0-1. I mean, even being 0-1, Logan, he's 0-1. And then he fought Floyd Mayweather.
And it kind of like, so, you know what I mean? Like,
and now people respect him. Like, yeah.
Everyone respects him now, even though he lost that as well. But it's like,
it was Floyd Mayweather.
Wasn't it a tie or did he actually lose that?
Well, there was no announced winners because it was an exhibition.
So you're just automatically picking
but
him.
But that being said, people had respect
points,
for him after that.
If we're talking points, Floyd clearly won.
I'm like trying not to start as much drama. I like had to rewrite my sentence there. You're not the biggest Logan Paul fan. It's more so.
I actually thought of him as like the person I looked up to.
Really?
But yeah. he's had a lot to say on some podcasts recently. How do you feel about that?
It sucks. It does. It's strange. Every time I see him shit on me, I'm like, wow, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I get it. I get like why he's doing it.
I don't know though. He's always had very nice things to say about you off camera. So seeing what are he, you were just telling me, he called you like literally stupid on something.
It was some like boxing outlet where he was doing an interview talking about the Austin and my press conference. And he was like, saying this kid doesn't care if he fucking loses. How do you fall from a push? Which it was clear when I pushed Austin, his security guards tackled me.
Do you think that he wants to fuck your ex? Or am I just going too bold?
Okay. Wow.
She's really on right. every
end. Or do you think he's mad about, God, I love Josie and I'm really not trying to start drama. But do you think he's mad about your, do you think that this is girl drama deep-rooted?
Oh my God, I never even thought about that to be a factor at all. But now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, the thing is, like, me and Josie are just friends. And we've always been just friends.
Completely.
I don't know why you're saying it like that. We were. So I don't know. I think maybe he's mad that, like...
Does Logan know that, though, for a fact? Or does
I told him. In Atlanta, we had a conversation.
He just sounds like he's lying. No, I don't believe him right now. I'm actually just kidding. Bryce and I have a very, like, bantery relationship, so please don't take anything say as confirming anything.
We talked about it in Atlanta because, you know, you saw the rumors with him and Addison, too.
Yeah, so
we both talked about it because I was with
Addison. Happy you said the A word because I was really scared too.
With Addison, I was with her in Atlanta and he saw us like all over each other.
Oh, so you were all over each other in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's public knowledge. But then
But is it though? How do you think Jack Harlow feels about that?
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry.
She has a boyfriend.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What do you think of Addison's new relationship? Are you confirming it? Well, you're saying boyfriend. You just said the B word.
I mean, she confirmed it.
I would assume. I mean, maybe not, though. Like, maybe they're just talking, feeling it out.
What do you think?
Happy for her.
God, you're so PR.
No, it's not PR. It's like, I'm happy for her. She found somebody else.
Fair enough.
Moved on. Good job.
I feel like being in a public relationship that heavily, though, like across the world, is always a very interesting.
You're always going to be reminded of your ex.
100%. Yeah, 100%. No, I'll literally end my own life on this podcast right now. I can't. I think that is absolutely the craziest.
Well, you married Jake Paul, so obviously that's going to be everywhere.
I mean, I feel like I was a cunt, and then Bryce had to like stab back. So I'm just going to take that one.
No, forever, you're going to be Jake Paul's ex-wife.
That's literally the meanest thing anyone could literally.
No, but that is hard because, like, as somebody, like, obviously that would never happened to me, so like knowing how hard it is for me to deal with, like, seeing someone seeing someone like out in public and stuff, it's already hard enough, so to know that you guys like literally all day long just get bombarded, like, that's shitty
to wake up every day and it's like your tag photos, your men, especially like when you're over it, it's one thing, but like trying to get over something and you're constantly reminded of it is the hardest thing. I think it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't really care.
God, he's literally so boring. Like,
what do you mean? I just don't care. Like, if I see that, I'm like, all right, it's whatever.
That's good. Bryce Hall, sociopath, confirmed.
Let the people.
Well, at a certain point, maybe you get over it. But then again, I mean, you.
I've spent the last year working on getting over that, and it's definitely a tough thing to go through. So I resonate with you. What else do we talk about it? What else do we talk about? Let's see. 40 street fights.
40 street fights.
Did you count? Now. Did you count one by one? I saw, like, that's seven.
Did you have like a tally?
On the Impulsive podcast, George Janko said something like that. It's like, that was a rough estimate.
I get it.
I've been in like so many.
Now, do you feel like people want to fight you more on the street, like day to day?
Oh no, every single time I go out in public, and I don't roll with security. I don't care. Like, if anyone wants to try anything.
But now, are you less inclined to fight because you know it would be like public and everywhere? Because I feel like before boxing, you and Taylor were the like my most fighty friends. Like, if I went out with you and Taylor, I'm like, they're going to fight like a bouncer.
Yeah, I don't fight anymore.
Until
I get paid.
Until the next fight. That's hot.
Paid for real. How are you going to verify that that's not going to happen to you again ever?
Go through a legit,
like boxing agency. Outlet, yeah. But also, it's just like. Get paid up front, Bryce.
I mean, we tried.
That's fair. I mean, but
I did get like the signing bonus.
I also think that people don't equate like clout plays to money enough. Like, sometimes it's like, okay, let's say you weren't being paid up front for that fight, but like that was worldwide publication, which equals more money for you, which automatically like means something within itself.
I feel like it's not like it wasn't beneficial. Like, more people than before, I felt like, knew who you were. And I feel like that was like, I mean,
did you see that John B and...
Yes.
They talked about it.
They were doing the lie detector test.
Who is this?
Madeline Klein. Klein and I forget Chase Stokes, I think
I
is his name.
I have no idea who those people are.
They did like the lie detector test.
Outer Banks.
And they they totally made a reference. She was like, I think you're a little bit more Austin McBroom and I'm a little bit more Bryce Hall.
That's actually
it was
crazy.
Like you getting referenced in American Horror Story, which is like
then,
very like
he,
traditional media.
Then Chase Stokes says he doesn't he declines both of those and he goes, I didn't watch it. And then she goes, yeah, no, I watched it.
Oh wow! So are you gonna are you gonna fuck the Outer Banks girl?
They're dating.
Oh, they're dating.
In real life,
they lived in my last building, both of them.
Talking about fame in general, like I feel like I've known you since you were truly like a, you know what I mean, like a beginning influencer. We both fucked with Michael Weiss. Like we were like, fuck yeah, let's.
It's so funny. Every time you mention his name, you pronounce it incorrectly.
Isn't it Weiss?
It's Weist.
Oh.
Bryce, I feel like you have told me that before. I guess I just can't internalize it because I hope he sucks a dick and
have you seen
rocks.
The Dr. Phil episode?
So good.
Did you not feel some type of vindication for that? That was actually our very
I just thought it was hilarious.
That was very much our first bonding point though, was being like, fuck Michael. Yeah. Like that was the first time Bryce and I ever bonded, was talking about Michael and all that kind of shit.
Didn't I warn you about the TanaCon?
You fully told me not to do TanaCon with him
through Michael Weist. I was like, he scammed me out of money. You
Thanks
shouldn't
for
do
that.
Hey, you still did it.
But. Yeah, I super listened. I mean, but at the time, I was like, fuck this kid. Like, fuck,
when
Tana's
convinced
shit.
That she's going to do something, there is no stopping her. She is 100%
that sucks.
Balls to the walls. She will not stop for anyone.
Now I feel like if I were to have like a stupid convention like that, I would definitely listen to people around me. Like I would care. But that's also because I've literally been canceled for having a stupid convention.
If TanaCon 2 happened, I feel like it would go over like perfectly.
Yeah, no. Now there's
it's like if Fire Festival happened again, I would 100% buy tickets.
How do you feel like your life has changed? I don't want to credit entirely your relationship for rising you to fame because obviously it comes with TikTok and you were one of the few influencers to like jump ship to TikTok at the right time. But at the same time, I know what it's like to be in such a wildly publicized and obsessed over relationship that it helps you grow.
Like you and Jake?
He's really just doing this to me. But I have to. I swear to God, I have to take the punches. No pun intended. I'm literally Bryce. He's Austin right now. Like, because I'm going to continue to ask him hard-hitting shit, you know? But actually, really, like, how do you feel like your life changed, like, in that time?
I feel like I'm the exact same, just more money.
I had to let that just, like, hit with a
I'm the exact... I'm the exact same as I was.
I actually hate to gas you.
When I first started social media to now. I just... kind of matured just like a little
I hate to gas you, but I feel like you've actually grown a lot. I was talking about this the other day with someone. They were like, you used to hate Bryce and now you guys are like good friends, like what happened? I was like, I don't know, I feel like he woke up one day and was like, I'm gonna be a far better human.
Even
and
the Trisha episode, Trisha straight up said, she's like, I got some, like I sent something from Bryce that he's like grown, he's like,
why do I feel
person?
Like I'm doing that for you though, like Trisha Paytas would never.
Wait, Trisha
that.
Said that?
Yeah,
love you Trisha.
She literally says like word for word in the podcast, she said like I got a vibe from him that he's not a bad guy. And, like, she's like, I regretted, like, vindicating him so much.
She was talking about your childhood, too, and shit like that.
It's like, dude, it sucks coming up, like, being young, and you just do a bunch of stupid shit, but it's publicized.
Retweet, favorite, quote, tweet, follow.
So it just, like, it adds to a resume that you do all these fucked up things, but any other person has done way worse, if
Everyone's
not the exact
doing the same.
Same
things, yeah. Who was just talking
That's
about
true.
That? But it's like a resume for me because I just start, like I do social media and
no,
I'm a
entirely.
Quote unquote celebrity. So it's like this shit where it's like, oh, he peed off of a balcony. Not on to fans, by the way. I don't know who the fuck started
Thank God
that.
You clarified.
I actually was there. I don't remember.
I didn't
if you
pee
on
any
fans.
It was like 4 a.m. and it was me and three other people. It was me and three other people and there was nobody in the lobby. It was like 4 a.m.
Now you'd have bitches down there with their mouths open.
I get into fights. Like any other fucking teenage to young 20s male does. What else?
A little more than those people.
I talk shit sometimes. That's just like, I'm a normal dude.
That's the thing. It's not any different from like things that other like young adults are doing, but it's just frustrating because it's like so heavily publicized.
I also think it's like you could literally now be with like the Pope, like saving lives and you'd still be like people don't know how to like truly accept growth in the media. Like they're always gonna call you
bring
out
it,
for what
bring
you
back
did.
The past.
Yeah, entirely. But I think that's something that's one of the perils of this. You know what I mean? Like we're complaining from our like mansions.
Yeah, it's a simple trade off for like the things that you guys do have that I mean other people don't. Entirely. I'm like me.
So speaking of sitting in mansions, are you moving? Talk to me about Sway House. Do you feel like Sway is still a thing?
No, Sway hasn't been a thing for a while.
But I mean
but
like
we did like the reality show. Okay. Through Facebook. which I'm learning was nice. About that. It was very fun. But that was like when all the drama shit was happening with like my breakup, fucking like Josh and Griffin wanting to leave and like deassociate with all of us. Michael Gruen getting
I don't know if that was the right decision for her. I mean, I guess Josh is fine.
Josh is killing it.
I love Griffin.
Right. I love Griffin too. Josh is killing it. Like he's doing his own thing. Michael. Now they're living at the old hype house.
Are they?
Yeah, the original.
Like the original, wait, like really? The traditional, yeah, the like
bathroom,
brown walls.
The bathroom.
Oh, fucking... I was fully thinking of like the other.
No.
Whoa, that's actually crazy. Yeah. That house has so many great memories. That's before anyone was like
2019.
Tainted. That's an interesting time. What else? So moving, what do you want to do? Who do you want your new roommates to be? That was actually a big question.
So I'm.
You asked me to be a roommate.
I did. I'm looking
you
for.
You don't want that.
imagine if Bryce and I lived together.
I'm looking for a roommate that could pay rent. Because you know how like some.
So is that the only reason you asked me?
But yeah, I know you make money.
So, I know, but like, it wasn't about like our vibe like at all.
I literally could not care less. I would move in with a random trapper.
If you knew he was going to pay rent on time.
If they could pay rent, like, fuck yeah.
Fair enough, I guess. It's like, fair enough. I wouldn't.
I'm doing my content shit in this video, in like my YouTube videos. I need a house. I can't live in an apartment because I do too much stupid shit, which would get me evicted.
Yeah.
I would do.
Same.
Like stuff in a house, and I want to buy a house, but I only have like 2 weeks, so can't buy a house.
Wow, that's we're kind tricky. Of in the that's same position.
Same kind of situation. Literally, where it's like she's like technically ready to buy a house, but like it's if hard. You were to just jump into it right now, it'd probably be
so irrational. If anything, I'm gonna rent a house for a few months and then just break the lease. Don't give a fuck.
The way he's situation. Saying on the podcast before he signed a lease that he's gonna break it, like, and then you'll still get one. Then but I'll be like suffering
I mean,
homeless.
Like, but you know how you can like talk to the landlord and be like, "Yo, I'll pay you like 3 extra months. Sorry about that."
That's literally my entire way now. Of trying to.
I'm not trying to rent a house. Renting houses is basically like you just putting money in the trash can.
It is. You're throwing. I had the hardest time with her about this last situation because she was. Renting out the old hype house, like it's like 50 or 40 grand a month or something. She was throwing that money away, and like over the course of the year that she lived there, she threw like a couple $100,000, like literally in the trash.
And now I'm getting sued, I think. So stay gorgeous, guys. We'll see what happens.
It's so frustrating though for me to see as like a responsible financial. Yeah.
Well, I also got really fucked by my like previous situation when it came to my business life. And my credit was fucked on by a lot of people that I worked with.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you should ruin your credit if you don't have to. If you can
going,
do a short
going
short-term
to houses though and trying to rent them as a 21-year-old, and an influencer. They look at you like you're fucking crazy. Like the rent's 30K, and they're like, "Do you even have the funds to do that?"
No,
and
I.
Then
do you
know
you
have I got to prove yourself multiple times. You have to send multiple people your bank account and your bank statements.
Offer to pay up front. It's like same kind of situation. No, that, she's
it's
having.
Annoying.
And that they can refer back to your guys' videos, which is like kind of shitty because it's like, okay, what kind of rent?
You look up Bryce
be?
Hall. You see a kid that threw a massive party. You see.
Sincerely, I just got turned down from a house because my boyfriend has face tattoos. I put all the money up front, and they said, "Well, maybe we would rent to you if you didn't bring someone with face tattoos."
Sue for discrimination.
And it was really the saddest thing that ever happened.
I'm gonna get a face tat.
Are you? What are you gonna say? 40-0.
Yeah, 40 and O right here, and then 0 and 1 right here.
Maybe then.
And then every time it changes, like I just keep going down my face like tears.
Wait, I kind of love that. I would like love you.
You'll look like a little
I wouldn't do that. I was joking, but.
I know. Well, that's why we'll never love each other, so.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You think I made more money than you on my On God merch than your fight?
Well, yeah. That's a factual statement.
It's so hot. I'm sorry. This podcast is literally terrible.
Yeah, where's my percentage?
Do you want me to give you one? I won't, but I'm just curious if you want me to.
I won't give you a percentage, but do you want one?
Yeah, like, but would you like one? Like, maybe like
that's saying,
that.
Do I want free money? Fuck yeah.
No, we've actually been deciding that our next way of making money is going to be an entire OnlyFans X, because you do PAU, which is kind of like paywall content.
Oops. PAU what? Club, yeah.
What is PAU?
So PAU is like Bryce's kind of version of OnlyFans. Like it's like a paywall.
But
for like
I don't post my asshole and my vagina.
But
I'm really... She's like subscribing, waiting for Bryce's asshole.
Actually, yeah, yeah, I do. So if you guys want to subscribe to PAU Club, I do post my asshole. I know, aren't you like not asshole.
Supposed to tell people? I was worried about that when you were talking about how you don't post your vagina on OnlyFans.
I just feel like it's the truth. I try to be honest because people get mad when you like, well, with OnlyFans at least, like gatekeep what you're doing. So I'm just like, go see me like half naked. I don't know.
So but what do you post
I'm about
on
to make Bryce fully go dick just, out and collab with me like PAU.
Just like OnlyFans. On PAU Club, I post like the longer forms of my vlogs, the jokes that didn't make it, the more fucked up rated R versions. Because okay. YouTube won't monetize me.
Are you monetized?
Half and half. That's so like so I use a lot of copyrighted music, but yeah. I also am signed with a company that lets me use certain type of
like copyrighted music. Yeah. Wow, can you give me the contact? Because I'm still fully demonetized.
Alex Warren. It's like dee-dee-dee-dee. Alex Warren is also signed with that same.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Bryce actually was just clowning me outside because I fully told him that I watch Alex Warren's vlogs and not his.
Yeah, no, I said you don't watch my vlogs, but I guarantee you watch Alex's.
But that's fully solely because I'm in them and I love me.
Narcissist.
In my house, we watch Bryce Hall vlogs.
See, okay, see, I'm loving that for them. They're literally going to fuck after this podcast. However, I was just, he can call me a narcissist, but I was just saying narcissists attract other narcissists. So if I'm narcissistic.
I'm not a narcissist.
Man, we'll get there. We'll get there, guys. We'll get to the level of self-awareness. I promise. I promise. I have more questions for you. What should we go? What influencer, if you could deplatform one influencer, who would they be?
Taking someone's platform away.
It's because it's like happened to you a couple times. Know, you're like, I mean, God, that's like, so funny.
People say that about me all the time. They're like, I want Bryce Hall to not have a platform. But it's like, I don't think anyone deserves it. Their platform to be.
He is coming across so kind and humble today. It's kind of ridiculous. I'm like, where's the Bryce I know and love? You know what I mean? Your assistant's actually my favorite human ever. I know she's not anymore. She's about to work for Triller.
She does already work for Triller. And I don't blame her because she gets paid racks.
But it's crazy because I feel like I almost bond with your assistants more than you because it's like they know the perils of being in your life versus like being you.
Funny story about that.
Well, what if I needed that?
My ex-assistant's first day was my party that I threw last year, my 21st.
Was I there?
Were you?
I don't know. We both don't remember. Continue.
I blacked out that night. And
that was her first day,
though. There was way too many people there.
No, my...
Oh, I was there.
Oh, gorgeous. Stay gorgeous. My assistant's first day, I was flying to New York and fully fighting with my entire management team, scream fighting, like being just screamed at. And I'm surprised she didn't quit on the spot. I can't lie. So, I mean, that's good. Do you have a new assistant? What's going on there?
After I move into my house, I'm getting in.
Are you bad at having girl assistants because you want to fuck, like, everything that walks?
No, that is not true in the slightest. What's up with all these little shots you're throwing?
Bro, he can throw so many shots in the second I'm doing it back. Wait, I love you. Sorry. I love you. Sorry.
I feel like a guy.
Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I feel like a guy assistant would be better for my vlogs because I would love to just have my assistants in my vlogs doing stupid shit.
Would you ever let any of your friends be one of your assistants?
Yeah. I think if I were to have someone in my friend group be my assistant, it would be Rory.
I was just going to say, Rory does a lot for you, as is Rory, and I have actually become such good friends.
Yeah, you punched him in the face that one time, remember?
I punched Rory in the face?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a blatant lie, or is that true?
That's fully true. You don't remember that? At my house, you punched him in the face because he was FaceTiming with Michael Wiest.
It's really the way I have like zero recollection of that, like as in like that literally like never happened.
You were very drunk.
No,
it was hilarious.
I mean, but who got me very drunk?
I mean, I definitely just had a bunch of alcohol there. It was your choice to take it all.
You are just so humble and such a liar today. No, but Rory and I actually have become really good friends because one time we were at your house and this YouTuber, I won't say who it was, even though we really want to, was super trying to like. I don't even mean to be so like accusatory, but there's no other way of saying this. Like sexually assault me. Like I kept telling this guy, no.
That was the night you punched him in the face.
I remember this story, but I don't remember who it was. Oh, I believe it.
And he was all over me, like would not take no for an answer. And Rory,
yeah, that was the night.
Even you though, you jumped in, like you, Rory, a bunch of people.
And didn't Josie like fucking push him across the?
I won't even say what Josie did because it was so much worse than that. And so,
No,
we can't. But every one of your friends really had my back ready to kick this guy out on go with like fighting with him.
He was also very drunk too.
Fair.
He's not normally like a weird,
just like
he was just he was just a very persistent guy.
I think I have a differentiating opinion.
you know, like one of those guys that is like they won't take no for an answer, but they're persistent, and it's not like in a creepy way, but it's more like just annoying, like get the fuck away from me.
Yeah,
fair. But I mean, you literally don't have a vagina.
I think so. There is like a point where maybe you don't understand what you're doing, but it's like,
yeah, no, he definitely just like has no brain cells and is an idiot. But every single one of your friends really had my back, including Rylan. Rylan pretended to be my boyfriend, fully told the guy, was like, "I'm Tana's boyfriend. That was hilarious. Get off of her." Like, and that was the moment that I knew that Rory was like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, you bit his penis through his pants.
That's a blatant lie. Now I just feel like you're literally lying.
You think I don't? I don't doubt that.
Are you accusing me of biting? Run that back, Turbo. Biting Rylan's penis through his pants.
Should I FaceTime him?
Well, there's no need for all that.
Here, let's face it.
No,
let me ask him.
Okay, honestly, you know what? Fine. I don't think I did that, but I know. But now that I feel like you're this confident.
Yo, Rylan, remember when, actually, what was that night where Tana did something to you? What did she do to you?
Bit your penis through your pants.
You did do that.
I don't believe that. You're like my brother.
See, I was trying to say that and she didn't believe it, or she's just fronting for the cameras. But
no, I genuinely I was don't
right
believe
next,
that.
I was right next to you.
You were pretty fucked up. I was sober.
We were both sober. Me and you were both sober.
To be fair, Rylan's definitely been very crazy to me drunk, but I'll just, you know what? I'll just take this L and I'll just say that he's like my brother. And we'll
no, but in
on.
The nicest way. Tana, you do forget a lot of the things that you do.
What? Oh, okay. I'm gonna. All right, bye.
You're also a very crazy person when you're drunk. You were fully trying to eat Riley Hubacca's ass at Lil Huddy's.
Dude, was she's I? So hot. I'm sorry, she's so hot.
Yeah,
she's
now the baddest ass. I feel like that was. I know Riley is absolutely the hottest and the sweetest.
It's I didn't realize her body was that crazy. I've always like. I follow her on TikTok. I'm obsessed with her.
She doesn't show it off.
Never ever, because she's the cutest face. Like, I literally love her. I've always loved her.
She's so intelligent. Party.
I saw her at this party and I was literally, there's no way someone's body like normally looks like that. I'm like hyping her up, like, but really, I think.
No, Brooke has a 50-50 of wanting to fuck Bryce, but also love.
I'm like, but like, you guys are a terrible couple, but like.
No. But talk to me about Riley.
She looks great.
This is, I feel like you're finally in your like not moving on moment, but you know what I mean? Like, things are progressing, life is going on. Riley, it's a thing. People ship it at least.
I mean, like, dude, she's dope. She lives in North Carolina.
No one asked you where she lived.
No,
are you
but that's
her?
An important fact. No, does she live there like all the time, or is she?
Yeah,
she
goes to college there.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I feel like I see. I Riley,
love an
like,
educated
week,
queen.
So I've
well,
been
she's
on that.
Well, she's here for the summer.
Oh,
school starts back up.
Is that what's stopping you from making it official?
I think long also distance I'm is just hard. Not. I don't think I'm ready for a relationship yet. But I also like really vibe with her.
Yeah.
And she understands like how I am.
Entirely. She really takes care of you too. There'll
yeah.
be moments
every time
you...
I'm drunk, she'll like take care of me.
You'll be like so fucking annoying. Like me and Taylor will be like, I'm tapping out, I can't handle this. And Riley will like take it on.
She's
and
just
every
low
time
key.
That happens, I'm
and
like,
I feel like you need someone like you're really like out of pocket, like violent, and I feel like you need someone to like
okay.
balance it out.
No, I'm
fine. Not violent. No,
no, I don't mean like violent, but you're like really like out there and she's kind of just like chill.
Yeah, she knows she's very.
She does whatever.
I've always wondered how you have this ability to attract such innocent, good people around you that like look out for you at all costs. I remember when we were first beefing, like Taylor came over one day, like at the point of tears, and was like, "I swear he's a good guy. Like, please love him again." I was just like, "Why are you doing this? Like, I don't understand how you do that. What do you think that is?"
I am a good guy.
God, okay, fine. I'm just kidding.
I am.
It's
I'm,
true.
I'm,
it's
I'm,
actually
I'm
true.
I'm a good guy. It's just I feel like. Again, being on social media, I feel like it emphasizes only the negative shit that I do.
That's fair, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You have some good luck. I like.
They want me. They want me to. They, the people or the news outlets want to paint me as the bad guy.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I guess
easy money.
Fine. I have a question. Who do you think is a worse person, you or me?
You.
Like you're that definitively sure?
Oh, 100%.
I completely disagree.
Really?
I think we're equal.
You think that's someone that would be in the worst category, would say?
I don't mean like brand. Shut up, Kanye. I don't mean like brand online. I mean like person to person we're similar. I feel like I might be more hated though. You might be more liked for sure. Yeah.
I'm pretty hated though.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hated. I would say you're like in that boat with me. I think public perspective, me, way more hated than you.
Damn, that's a really interesting thought, because I don't know if I agree.
I don't agree.
But I kind of, that's really humble of us.
Have you seen my comments?
Have you seen my
comments? I don't read anyone's comments, but I know, obviously, because you're my best friend, like, I know kind of, like, what people's perception of you. But what I will say about both of you is I feel like both of you are very intentional about, like, what people feel about you. I feel like neither of you would have any, like, anything out there, like, that people think if you didn't, like, kind of want it to be that way.
I don't know. We've had a few scandals.
I could be wrong, but there's a lot of things that people think about Tana, and she knows they think that, and she'll like feed into it because that's just like her personality.
That's true. I mean, well, you have to. We're in such a cancel culture where it's like if you don't feed into that shit, like what?
Yeah. But she's brilliant about it. Like, I think that's like my, like the coolest thing that I've kind of like gotten to see about you from like being kind of more on the inside is like seeing that like people think she's like canceled, out of pocket, like always late and stuff, and she feeds into it because she knows like. I don't know.
Bryce, like I never realized we kind of have that in common.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really good at navigating out
who,
of
I'm trying shit. To think of who else I would put in that bucket with us. I guess Trisha.
James Charles.
No.
I mean, but we like people that are over 18, so that's pretty chill.
Okay. But I'm talking about navigating out of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
No, my thing is like you. Remember when you guys
the
understand.
Tati shit?
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
His that response
was good.
Video?
I believed him.
The best. He's
that was
like,
one of the better apologies of
and
all
I
time.
Asked him,
YouTube.
And I asked him, I was like, did you have a PR team that fucking wrote that for you? He goes, no, did it myself.
No, James is very good at
smart.
That
whole like video was him like kind of negating everything that she said, whereas like where you guys see like what people are saying, you'll run with it and like kind of make it like funny.
That is true. James is definitely like, do not fucking say that about me.
Like me when I lost my boxing match.
Yeah, and you made a huge joke out of it. And it was like a perfect example of like, okay, he's like, it's like everything you do is kind of ironic.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But can we talk about how viral the Team Bryce on God shit went?
Dude, Bryce, I'm not kidding.
How did that go so viral?
I've never had something like that happen to me, though. I mean, like, I think it's a TikTok generation. On YouTube, that was not a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I was a YouTuber, when you were a YouTuber, you could do embarrassing shit.
I still am a YouTuber.
Okay, stay gorgeous, you fucking vlogger.
I'm a YouTuber.
No, that's true. I haven't uploaded in a minute. Bryce is still a vlogger.
But I mean,
now we're in a TikTok generation.
Yeah.
Like in the YouTube generation, you could do embarrassing shit and it didn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Now you embarrass yourself one time and it's like viral.
Yeah.
Like it is so, the Team
that's
Bryce.
It's funny you say that.
The Team Bryce thing was, honestly, it changed my entire perspective on everything ever.
I thought it was, I didn't even think it was like bad. But I thought the stitches and people's reaction videos to it made it funny.
No, it was hysterical. It was probably the funniest thing that I've ever seen
dude,
happen.
Dude, fucking like, the guy off of Victorious.
Just the other day, Robbie, whatever.
Yeah,
like he played
it.
Robbie.
Even the Robberossi Team Bryce on God.
I know, and it's crazy because we literally grew up on Victorious.
Yeah.
Now. Did you freak out? I forget that every time.
I was
time,
like, holy shit.
I forget that every time someone says like Team Bryce on God, like a famous person, because we've had a lot of people kind
you
of
know
bring
many
it
fans
up.
Fans I encounter and they go, Team Bryce on God. I'm like, holy shit.
You're honestly welcome. I love how much you have to think of me when you hear that. No, but actually though, like I like freak out every time it happens.
Yeah.
It was one of the more like worldwide viral things to happen to me like overnight. Where
like
it's
everyone
like,
made a video.
Yeah, like
shit.
Everyone said something. Everywhere I go. Now, like for you, it's like people see you and they're like, Team Bryce on God. For me, it's like, I love this pillow and they're like, Team Pillow on God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't escape it. But I've never thought about the fact that every time I feel that, so do you.
Yeah.
Like when he tweeted that, you
probably yeah, no, it was, it went so viral for no reason. I saw stitches
literally
with over 3 million likes.
It was like, hysterical. I don't believe it, because everyone thought
I was like fucked up. And like I was dead sober that day. You know, we were like fully press conference.
We were sober. That was like what, 2 p.m., 3 p.m.? Well,
I mean, not that matters. Not that the time matters.
Like, it's not 2
I was at a press
right
conference
now,
and
like,
I was in training mode. I was sober. You were completely
sober.
Yeah,
and
everybody
I was just on my like
sober.
Boxing, promoting. I want to box Bella Thorne. I'm going to show up and be a cunt. Like fully dead sober. And everyone was just clowning. But I kind of love that shit. Like to be able to make merch and like capital. I mean, I also just love a reason to like remain relevant for like doing absolutely nothing. Like just like nothing. Like
what's your bio? Not bad for a 5 with no talent.
Stay gorgeous. The way he knows my bio.
You're not a 5.
I mean, but.
But like the way that you're making fun of yourself and like that's your motto. That's hilarious.
It's like the self-deprecating.
It has to be that way. Maybe you aren't a narcissist. That was kind of sweet. Thanks, Bryce.
I'm not a narcissist.
So now
I don't think so either. She calls any person who she gets close to, she's like, you must be a narcissist.
Well, I think that psychologically, if you study, it's people with narcissistic personality traits often attract other people with narcissistic personality traits. And like Brooke was saying, when you're an influencer for a really long time, there's definitely you have to love yourself a little.
It's almost guaranteed in the. Like, I don't think it's a negative thing to be a narcissist at all. It has such a negative connotation. I don't feel that way at all because it's like hating yourself is.
I think if you can't control narcissistic personality traits, it's negative.
Yeah, at a point it gets like detrimental to like the people around you. But you can love yourself and control it. If you're like just a narcissist and you're not harming anyone, who the fuck cares? Like, okay, I like myself. Shut the fuck up.
I guess as someone with narcissistic personality traits, I attract like the world's biggest narcissist. So I've seen the negative side.
I mean,
of it,
yeah,
so.
You married Jake Paul.
God damn it. Dude, I'm
literally looks like a human Q-tip. I can't believe he called Tana a sloth.
He really called me a sloth. You know, he really said fake. I saw
that.
A sloth.
I saw that. She did this. And I thought, because we talked about it before we got on, I thought she was calling his dick
so
small.
So did I. But she was saying this close. But me too, I was like, ooh, that's bold.
I was
like,
fully genuinely saying I am this close. Because every time Jake and I were like.
Because that's kind of like an unrealistic size. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like.
I know. I would have gone like
double
it.
When girls call like a guy's dick small after they like fuck you over and shit, their first comeback is like your dick small.
I'm not going to lie.
So when she said this, I was like, all right, there's no way. Maybe this, you know?
Yeah, double it and we're fine. No, I'm kidding. I think that people were commenting that, like, he's still smashed. I would never. My go-to insult after years of spending time with someone is not your dick small. It's like, here's the Rolodex and the vault of terrible shit you've done that I'm like, I don't talk shit about you on the internet. Like, that's
been a hard
I'm
thing
at.
For me to watch. You have, like, repped this guy left and right. Like, he's never treated you nice at all. He treats you like shit. He always has. And I briefly touched on this on the last podcast. I was like, oh, I never really had, like, a relationship with Jake. That's because I didn't like Jake. Okay, I didn't like him. I didn't like how he treated Tana
Dude,
at all.
I don't know what it is, but like it's like they're very cool in person. And then as soon as
difference in those statements.
Bryce, I feel
no,
both.
But they are.
He called her a least, sloth on the internet. For
exactly,
unwarranted,
that's the internet.
Out of like
that's the internet. Though. Yeah. Like in person, I bet he's very nice to you. He's very nice to me. And
to be fair, we've had the best moments and the worst moments.
He's never been rude to me. Logan, I love Logan. I think Logan's a good person.
I love Logan. Him being in that TikTok definitely made me a little bit salty. I can't lie because it was Logan and Jake. I mean, but obviously that's his brother. He's going to rep more than anything. But Logan's always had my back in the sense of like, I don't even want to talk my shit. But Logan's definitely only ever said great things about my relationship with him and his family. But I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Fuck
I understand
that.
To an extent, like wanting to be viral, like wanting to say something that's like going to get a lot of like traction. But it's like at what expense to like.
Well, he's also just mad at me. He hates Harry Jowsey. He like hates that whole association. That's been a thing, I think, forever. And I think that he's materializing that in his. Shit. So
I can't stand
knows.
Behind it. Whatever.
I don't
you
know.
Do. You're not
no,
a
but
sister.
I wasn't.
He's got this fight coming up.
Yeah. I honestly, that's all of his comments were saying that. Like, you just have a. And he's always done that. Like, something big's coming up. I'm going to start drama to promote. It's just very weird for it to be at the expense of you when you, like, you know, I don't even know. Whatever. Fuck it. But I wasn't saying his dick was small because I was truly saying I'm this close.
Is his dick small, though? Here, let's play a new segment. Celebrities that we fucked or you fucked.
Not we.
<size.
laughs> I'm going to break up. Somebody that I fucked dick.
Celebrity,
size.
You
I'll expose
dick
people's
sizes.
Dick size. And we might all
right, let's stop on Jake Paul. Ready? First segment, Jake Paul. Tell me when to stop. All right, we're at average.
Stop.
Okay, that's too big.
Bryce, honestly, that's like is it average. Like literally so fucked up for me to say that I feel like you and Jake have a similar dick size?
No, you just made it smaller. Just that.
Okay, my dick size is, it's a little bigger than average. I wouldn't say it's massive.
That was my point.
But my dick pic leaked when I was 14.
I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it.
My dick pic leaked when I was 14, but it was like
Did
my
it?
Flaccid penis.
That's okay,
was,
don't say that.
Yo, that's like, honestly fucked up.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, it was my
that's
flaccid
awful.
Penis and
my flaccid penis.
I still
talked
see
about
it
before
to this.
Store,
I see it to this day, 100%. Like every time, because a bunch of KSI fans have my notifications on Twitter. And every time I tweet, they're like, Ratio L, is this you? Question mark. And
You're
I'm
like, nope.
It's
actually
and I'm
really
like,
funny.
No, that's not me.
Why are KSI fans like genuinely funny?
Dude, they're like funny as fuck.
The entire
like,
time I was with Jake, I got roasted by KSI fans every single day.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and they are so funny.
It's just a bunch of shit that the KSI fans say. They're
KSI
like
is such a fucking unproblematic icon.
I'm problematic.
I mean, in my eyes. I mean, but I'm obviously the most problematic person.
No, he talks shit about everybody, but his fans love it. Like, he will never get canceled.
He does it in such a, like, unslandering way. It's so interesting to me. I don't even
know. He does it in the most relatable way. Like, he'll point out the obvious about every single hated influencer that he talks shit about. Like, when he was talking shit about me, he made, like, 4 videos on me. And everything that he said, 100%, if I reacted to those videos too, I could have made it funny and embarrassing like that.
Entirely. I guess he's more of a reactor.
All his videos are reaction videos, but he also makes music. So he has that like cult fucking audience that love his music, and there's that cult audience that love his Reddit reactions.
Because his streams are crazy. Like,
does he stream?
Is he a
stream?
His music, like his streams on Spotify. Oh. Like, he's like going gold, going platinum.
He's crazy. Like, he's killing it.
Speaking of KSI, not really KSI, but just people related to him, I want to play a quick game. It's 3 questions, I guess. But we were going to play Smash or Pass with you, but I feel like you've done that a lot on a podcast. And like,
I haven't done it on a podcast.
Really? Or done that a lot in general, played Smash or Pass?
Yeah, when I was like 18.
You Smash or Pass me once. I don't remember what you said, but we all know the truth, so.
All right. So moving on, let's play the game.
Smash or Pass, Who Would You Rather Fight Edition.
Wait. So
fight or pass.
Yeah, sure, guys. Fucking right. Name the game. I don't know. I made this up in the car.
Well, you said smash or pass. You just said smash or pass.
Yeah,
instead of
like
smash,
as
fight.
Smash.
So fight or pass.
Sure, Bryce. All right, let's would do you it. Like to fight?
Fight or flight? I'm gonna pee myself.
Would you rather fight Taylor Holder?
If the check's right, fuck yeah.
Do you think you'd beat Taylor?
He's way better than me at boxing.
I'm not gonna lie. If you fought Taylor, my money would be entirely on Taylor.
All right, let's make it happen, Taylor.
Taylor Holder or Gibb?
What do you mean?
Who would you rather fight?
Gibb.
Entirely?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you could beat Gibb?
Yeah.
Do you look at him as someone that could be a potential fight opportunity coming up next, or do you feel like it has to be someone bigger?
I think Gibb really showed his heart and skill in that fight against Taylor. After losing against Jake in the first round and then going all rounds with Taylor, full energy, never showing any sign of fatigue, and just doing impressive combinations versus, like, you know, the Jake fight where he looked not that good. I think he really proved himself in that fight. I would rather fight Gibb than Taylor. Because Taylor's my boy.
Yeah, that's fair. Because I feel like a fight's not as cool if it's fake beef.
Yeah, no.
Like, entirely.
And I don't have beef with Gibb. I mean, during the fight, yeah, like, we had beef. We were going back and forth. But again, it's just fight promotion. But I think that would be a good fight.
Austin again. Would you rather fight Austin again or Logan Paul?
I think I would fight Austin again, versus Logan. I mean, I would fight Logan.
Yeah, I think Logan's a better fighter, obviously.
I think Austin was a pretty good fighter, though.
Really? Yeah. Would you fight Austin again? Do you feel that in you? Like, God, I want to rematch.
Because
you were talking your shit, Bryce. Team Bryce on God.
Like, I'm not scared of anyone. To fight them, I'm not scared of anyone. And I know I'm going to get, like, so much shit for that.
I'm not scared of anyone.
I know I'm going to get so much shit for that or whatever. But I'm really genuinely not scared to fight anybody. It's more, I'm scared of the outcome and the performance and the audience.
The audience.
So when I stepped out to fight Austin and I see 30,000 people in the audience watching me do a sport that I've only trained 3 months for, millions of people are watching me do this. One mistake, I'll get memed. If I get knocked out, I'll get memed.
It's literally the
all this
Bryce,
is going through my head.
You make me terrified to fight. Like, I want to fight so bad, and then I talk to you and I'm like,
It's like so different. And that's why I respected Austin after. I was like, dude, you showed up. You did what you trained to do. In front of that many people, it's like you can't do anything other than respect anyone that steps in that ring in front of that many people. Even Deji, when I had beef with Deji, and then me and Deji talked after, and I was like, he was so devastated after his loss, but I was like, dude,
Deji fought who?
Vinny Hacker. And I was like, respect. Like, you cannot discredit anyone
you think that's
for stepping in front of that many people.
Right.
But damn, I guess fair enough.
That's the thing. You don't really factor in like all the other like
all these people
other
can
little
meme,
things. Like
all these people can meme whoever the fuck they want for losing a fight.
But you're still doing it.
Like, you no one can talk shit until they do it.
But that's the thing. Fighting alone is such a small part of it. Like you said, there's so many other things that like play into it. Like when it actually comes time.
And these are kids that have never done the sport. Yeah, this is like a sport that that we trained for 2-3 months max. And then we performed that sport that we trained for 2-3 months max in front of millions.
Yeah, it's honestly fucking
millions. I can't do anything in 3 months. Not one thing.
No, let alone in front of millions. It's funny because this conversation is motivating, but it also terrifies
Well,
me.
We watched it together and all, like, there was, like, we had no idea what to expect. Like, literally the entire time we were like.
My ring walk was hard. It was hard.
Okay, no, suck your own dick.
No, I liked it. In the message behind my ring walk would have been way harder if I won.
At least you weren't fuzzy. Like, fully the.
But it is cool because he had, like, the whole, like.
And I walked out alone because it was like.
No, walking out alone was a statement. No,
why did you walk out alone?
Because it's like, we're alone in that ring. Yeah. It's only me and him.
Yeah,
in that ring.
I feel like I would rather walk out.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I don't care who won. We all did not forget Austin McBroom slipped and almost ate shit on the way out.
It's really the way I was screaming. But he like, in all my team, baby, Bryce shit, fully ready for him to win.
He came out with Lil Baby though. That's,
I mean,
hard.
Yeah, that's that hard, but he literally almost ate it and it was embarrassing.
Would you rather fight Logan or Jake?
Logan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Jake,
I'd rather fight Jake.
Jake has proven multiple times that he has knockout power. Logan hasn't.
Oh.
But don't you think Logan fighting Mayweather is a harder fight?
That, and this is gonna get clipped. But like that was so
it's my goal.
Contractually binded to not be a knockout.
That's true. Fair enough. I understand
it was
that.
Like, let's be real. That was a money grab. That was a money grab. They successfully did it.
I am so excited for that clip to be literally all over TikTok. Hey, TikTok.
It's how I mean, are you? Floyd could have knocked out Logan if he wanted to.
No question. But I feel like, I don't know.
But
like,
what if this? Think about this. Imagine Floyd talked to his friends, said, bet on this fight because everyone thought Floyd was going to knock Logan the fuck out.
Yeah.
He goes, yo, bet on me to go all rounds with Logan and put like 10 mil on it. No one would predict that it goes all the rounds.
Even that within itself was so impressive.
But he knew he was going to drag it on, go the entire time, make Logan look good, don't know why, and then make a shit more money on the bet itself than the actual fight.
But what do you think
about
that? The whole concept.
That's what every boxer does. That's smart.
To make money on other people, like other people betting on you. I've never thought of it. Wow.
No, it's literally what insider trading. It's like literally this.
He's retired. He made his money. Who gives a fuck?
He has nothing. He didn't lose anything from that fight. However, the sport itself, I feel like, gained so many new fans. People talk about this all the time, where like social media is bringing a whole new attention to the sport that like was never there
entirely,
and that's crazy. Like people, like boxing, it's not that it was like a dying sport, but people like fewer people were caring about it than
no,
like,
and just obviously pay-per-view.
I think celebrities punching each other in the face definitely brought a lot more attention.
No,
to
entirely.
It.
Even and Blueface was fighting someone recently, and I was
saying. Like it or not, like you got like you, Logan, all these people are bringing attention to the sport that wasn't there before, and that's like they, I feel like, appreciate that.
I kind of agree. Damn. Okay. Honestly, I'm going to leave this very motivated to fight. Last one. Vinny Hacker or Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
Are you mad at Jack Harlow?
No.
He's so hot.
You think everybody's hot?
I think everybody's hot.
Jack Harlow is so hot. Let's take a breath. Hey, Jack, if you're watching this.
I mean, I can't speak on his appearance.
They're both hot. Come on.
Like, out of Vinny Hacker or Jack Harlow, I would rather fight Jack Harlow. 100%. Vinny's my boy.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, so speaking of Jack Harlow and all other males' appearances, you just went viral for not only making out with my best friend or kissing my
making
best
friend. Making out. Oh, okay. Everyone keeps saying that.
That's, okay. That's pushing
for
it.
For kissing my best friend and then kissing Harry. Like, you took everything I had within 30 seconds. Like, what's up?
So I kissed Harry like 2 times.
Same.
More than me.
And then Ari. So here, I'll just tell the backstory because it's everywhere. I was.
Yeah, you haven't talked about this, right?
I was making out with some chick, and then
that night.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. You were on a sick one.
I was making out with some chick outside the club, and then after, like 2 seconds after, Ari goes, "Where was my kiss?" And then I go, "All right, here." And then I peck him like 2 times, like that.
I can so and see Ari the though.
Paparazzi,
being like,
then
kid?
The paparazzi oh, comes up to me after and goes, "Yo, I got a clip of you making out with some chick. Do you want me to delete that?" And I was like, "Yeah, can you actually delete that? Because I don't want anyone."
That's
like,
so nice. They do not ask.
I know that's so true. I
he was a nice guy. It was
that's literally never happened to me once.
What was the paparazzi outlet? Was it Daily Stardust?
I feel like it was Daily Stardust or Pix by Alex Jenner. Okay. It was one of them.
No, it was Daily Stardust.
Whoever it was, shout out to you. You're a G. But he cut out the part where I was making out with the chick, and then
it's almost more viral.
Any of the audio, and then it just cuts to me kissing a dude.
Bryce has always just been a very wild person that I think you don't give a fuck about what's going on. You party wild. And now
yeah,
people
everyone
have taken
also
that
thinks that I dated Mikey back in the day.
Wait, we so were confused because I saw so many TikToks
yeah,
that were
goes
people
along,
were like.
It goes along with a thing where it's like everyone's like,
I mean, you
he
definitely didn't. So that's
no,
really funny.
We didn't.
But you just like made funny jokes. You know what I mean?
We also, did the same thing that I'm doing right now, but back in 2017.
Entirely.
And I looked younger
just
and kind more of
trolling people
because I didn't hit puberty.
Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough. Honestly, but, I forgot about all that. That was also the Michael drama.
Never came out. I've never even addressed my sexuality.
Really?
No.
I'm like, you heard it here first.
But I mean, I'll
on
say
the
it. I'm straight.
No, you definitely. It's
I'm
funny.
Like, that's
to,
hot too.
It's funny to watch Brooks. Like, you could be anything, baby. Bend
but
me
I'll
over.
Kiss the homies.
No, that's hot. Honestly, I think same. I mean, I guess I'm not straight though, so I don't have anything to say. I've always known you, so I felt like seeing this rumor speculate has been very funny because I know you're like how you are.
And I
like,
never cared to address it because it really doesn't bother
doesn't,
me.
No,
it
and
just
why
doesn't
would
fucking
it?
Matter.
It only bothers like, you if you're insecure about something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would that ever
that's
bother you?
That's what it says. Like, I feel like people when you really just like don't give a fuck about it, it just shows like it really doesn't matter. I don't care. Like
Lala was crazy. Jaden at Lala was crazy.
Yeah,
so
no,
good though.
It.
That's so fucking cool.
He killed it. So hey, I can say that was a sway boy at one point.
So I was just gonna say, did you make Still Soft Dish with only Chase?
You know, I'm
or was Jaden in that or
I'm
like
drunk? You know, Jaden helped us write that.
Ooh, I love drunk.
Doesn't
Bryce.
Shock me at all.
Jaden is
so
a
talented.
Lyrical genius. No, ooh. Like he knows how to make lyrics. He knows how to make. Like music,
I told
he
her.
He definitely so is like
me
an
and
artist.
Josh when never I, being experienced in the studio. We're Josh. Like, yo, we need fucking help. Jaden was the only one that was like, all right.
So it was with Josh so about Chase.
Some of the ad libs that you hear in Still Softish were Jaden.
Wait,
oh my
I'm
god, you're a superstar!
It.
I told her I when I that. When I first met Jaden like a couple years ago with Griffin. Griffin at the time, like he didn't even live in LA. He couldn't afford to live in LA. He's like, I don't have any money. And he was still in nursing school, like, and I was like, oh my god, these kids are so cute. But I was making fun of TikTokers at the point. Huge pick me, huge pick me. So I was like, TikTok, so embarrassing. Like, if you take TikTok seriously, that's so embarrassing. I met these guys, and they were like, Jaden's like, I want to do music, and I'm looking at him like,
yeah, okay, buddy.
I'm like, okay, that's literally what happened.
Dude,
I was like, are you sure?
He lived with me when me and Taylor were like broke. And we lived in that Glendale house.
Aww,
and,
cute moment.
Everyone,
so cute.
Everyone, like,
wait, is it
the way that house was, like, so nice.
Is it the, like, walk up the stairs
TikTok.
To get in?
Yeah.
Loved that house.
They were pursuing us. Like, everyone was trying to persuade us to do TikTok. And we were like, oh, we just got off of Musical.ly.
Yeah.
Don't really want to do this. And then we did it.
Yeah.
With them, obviously. And
I didn't know that's how Jaden came up. Jaden is, like,
Jaden was already on TikTok.
He played a song, or he showed me, like, a cover that he did, like, with a guitar. And he was, like, a cowboy at that point. Jaden was, like, a literal cowboy.
He's changed so much.
And I was like, oh, my God, you're talented. I was like, okay, you're talented.
But, like
that's
not
so
in a
cute.
Bad way.
But it makes me so, like, I tell them this all the time. It, like, makes me so fucking happy now to see him. Like, I love a come-up story and, like, seeing someone, like,
Jaden,
succeed.
Jaden is
it.
Literally, like, no matter what happens, I will always support him. He's
sweetest
like my brother.
Angel on this planet. And
the guy has Party Animal with the horns
really?
Tatted right here.
See, I never knew how close you guys were because I've just recently.
No, he has my tattoo.
Jaden,
this one,
like,
he has this one tatted on his hand.
The way
that's
you,
so, he's
everyone
a sweetheart.
Be getting their brands tattooed. Like, should I be doing that? Like,
I don't have
OnlyFans down one leg. Like, I don't do that. But I do love Jaden. I actually think he's a great person and so talented.
He
and
just deserves like what he has, and that makes like. That's my favorite thing
he
in the
doesn't
world.
Let any hate get to him.
Yeah.
Which is like super respectable.
That was one of the bigger questions that people were asking me is like how you and I deal with hate. like on the internet. But I honestly, I debated not even putting it in because I feel like Bryce and I are different, like in the sense that like I'll make a joke about it and sometimes care, but like I've never met someone who cares less about hate than you, in my opinion.
I literally don't care. Like, you know what I do? You know what I do when I get hate? I sit back off. And I drink. Well, I jack off, but I sit back and I drink my 42.
Did you guys have a point like where it kind of switched over? Because like for me, we kind of talked about this briefly on the last one. I don't get hate. Like, I don't get really much of anything because like no one really fucking cares about me. but when I do, get a hate comment, I'm like, that's so mean. Like, that's so awful. I wonder if like there was a point at which that you both were like, okay, who fucking cares?
I think people always have hated me from day one.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Like, stay gorgeous.
I just get like, offended. I'm like, you're literally wrong.
I guess it's, I think I'm at the point now.
Maybe I am a narcissist. I'm like, no, yeah, you're literally wrong.
I just feel like I've received every hate comment you could ever receive. So there's nothing original at this same. Point. Like, you know what I mean?
You can say anything about me and it will not get to me online. But then there's those kids that are in person and then they like say some shit. Mostly yeah, now it's like, yo, fight me and I'll fuck you up. Because I lost my
people,
boxing
I feel
match.
Like people want the attention.
Like there was, did you see that viral video where I quote unquote pressed a 16-year-old?
Yeah,
was
and he it said, where you were like stay back, so, it's COVID.
So, this video.
Can you explain that whole
fuck,
situation?
I wish
here,
we
I'll
had
explain
that.
It. I'll explain it. The kid drove by. We were eating at a restaurant while I was getting my pants, those pink pants that I wore in my Instagram
photo. Yes, loving
they
the new styled brand.
They were getting
by
cut.
The way.
They were getting cut.
God,
too
take
long.
Off the fucking.
So the place was right vibes. Across from where I was eating. I was like, all right, we have 30 minutes. Let's just go to this fucking random food place. And this kid recognizes me. He drives by. He goes, yo, Bryce. And I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? And he's in his car. And then he goes, box me. I'd fuck you up. And I'm like, okay. Jared, you got the camera? That would be funny vlog footage knocking this kid out. Because the kid was just embarrassingly like unathletic. Like you could just tell, you know how you can look at people and then be
that's
like,
how people
right,
look at me.
That's easy. That's like that's easy money. It
like,
might be
baby,
good it might be good content or it might be looked at as I'm bullying this kid. So I was like, all right, if anything, I'll use it and put it on PAU Club. So I'm like, all right, what's your address? He tells me an address, changes it 2 times, and then I'm like, wait, that's not your address. Speeds off in the middle where I was like, wait, are you sure this is your address? Speeds off. Drives back around, he goes, hey, you're a fucking pussy. Drives off again. Then he comes back one more time. He's holding up traffic. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? If you're gonna like talk shit, at least get out of your car and talk to me like face to face.
Yeah,
the kid
that's
gets
true.
Out.
I'd get pissed.
The kid gets out and he's talking shit. He walks up to me, tries to dab me up first. Like he's like putting his hand out like he wants to shake my hand. Or like dab me up. And I'm like, nope. Put your hand down. And I'm eating my food. This kid gets super close to me and he's talking to me. And I'm like, bro, step back. With COVID being a thing, obviously, like, no, I really just don't want this kid to spit in my food. I don't know who the fuck this kid is. He's so close to me. I'm like, get back. If you cross this line, I'm going to knock you out. And then he's saying, like, oh, I'm 18. I mean, actually, I'm 19. I'm like, by the way you look 16. So he goes in the video and he says, you said I'm 16. Why am I getting you so mad? And I'm like, because you're harassing me. You're stepping too close to me with COVID being a thing. And
because Bryce Hall cares so much about the coronavirus.
You drove 3 times around to talk shit while you're in your father's car where you bought.
Who's driving him?
Him.
He has like a learner's permit.
So yeah, like in that video, it makes it look like I'm bullying this kid. And most of the comments were like, wow, that kid just wanted a picture and Bryce was being a douchebag. No, the kid was fucking verbally assaulting me, getting way too close to me and telling me to fight him and that he would fuck me up. What am I supposed to say in that scenario? Oh, yeah, bro. Okay, let's take a photo.
Like, yeah, no, facts.
So
I would be
like,
ready to fight.
People are so bold. I feel like with you guys, as like opposed to like a normal, like a Justin Bieber or somebody, like people feel so comfortable because they see you guys on the internet and they like, 100%. They feel...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You guys put so much of your lives out there that
they
people feel
so
like they have a personal relationship with you. Or like, not even that, but they just feel like they can say kind of whatever. And I see it like with her all the time. People will come up to her and say the most out of pocket things. We're like,
where it's like, I'm still a person. I will fade you. I will fade you right now. That doesn't not.
But not even, mean, bitches. But like 12, like literally like the youngest girls ever will be like, I had sex to your song for the first time. And it's like, don't say that.
To
like,
a person.
No, literally, like, fully. People fully definitely do forget that we're like people in a day-to-day situation. Obviously, it comes with putting your life
and
online.
And dude, I will, but, like, by no means will I not crack jokes back and forth with my fans. Because some of them that come up to me, they'll say some funny shit and I'll laugh my ass off and like crack jokes back.
Yeah, the personality doesn't stop.
If you come
up
to me after you watch me lose a boxing match and then you say that you'll fuck me up and then expect to dab me up after that.
Yeah, like, no.
Like, what?
Yeah, I guess that's
like,
fair.
Like, what the
that's
fuck?
I kind of wish you fought him.
How do you think I'm going to react to that?
I really want to see Bryce 41-0 with the street fights. Like, I hope that eventually someone does come up and try to fight you and there's a 41st. But that would be so viral because it's like a whole thing.
It was a rough
Now you can't just be the little fighter that you once were, but I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not. You know I mean? I don't fight anymore. Bryce, I don't even talk shit.
Do you know that when I asked Twitter to tell me, you know what I mean, like questions for you, one of the number one questions was asked. Was that you always lie about your body count and you've never said it online.
Tell us your body count,
No,
Bryce.
I said it on PAU Club.
Need to promote your fucking paywall like that. Buy my OnlyFans. See my tits. Fuck his body count. What's your body count?
Sign up for PAU Club and you'll
know. No, give us a range. Come on,
if I had to
Bryce.
Guess your body count, I would guess like one.
Do you want to know because
no, she's about to add to it?
Stop. That's not funny. What is it?
I feel like it's like 150.
Oh, no.
That's
85. Oh, I'm kidding. Oh my God, I had a stroke.
I'm joking. No, it's 80. Not even in the hundreds yet.
Really? Not yet.
Not yours being higher.
Yeah, whose body count do you think is higher?
Yours.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree. Bryce is, you're a demon.
Like, I don't fuck people unless I've hung out with them, like,
I'm like that, too. I won't just, like, hook up.
Like, I'll hook up with someone first time. I'll hook up with someone first time, like, first day.
Me, too,
but
I
won't
fuck. Same.
Damn, I believe her. I don't know if I believe you.
Even when we fucked.
There's need. But I denied it for so long.
I know you did.
I'm sorry, Bryce. I had to.
But that wasn't the first day that we hung out, yeah?
No. No, definitely not. We were actually friends for a very long time. And to be fair, did we even fuck? Like, yes. But, like, I think there's definitely, like, I know we fully fucked, but there's, like, a deniability to it.
That was when I was, like, what? I was 18. You were 20 or
19?
19. Okay, Cougar.
So I was dating Bella Thorne. And remember we went to her 4th of July party? Do you remember you and I were standing outside?
That was at that party.
No, remember we went to her 4th of July party?
I was too drunk.
No, but do you remember? So you don't remember this, but I was fully dating Bella. We were in her lawn and there was like 30 minutes of Bella screaming at the top of her lungs at Bryce, screaming, if you fuck her over, I'll ruin your life. Like all this shit. And I was like,
I don't know that.
Like that. That did happen. I mean,
so if you were going to give us like a within 30 estimate of your body count.
Yeah, go back to that. Jesus Christ.
Over 50.
Okay.
Wow. That's actually but really
under,
wholesome.
Under 100.
Though. I'm not going to lie. The last part really just made me want to end this podcast.
What? The under 100 part?
No, just by saying that we fucked. Because I feel like I've actually
that's not
never
shameful. You have way more shameful ones.
No, fully way more shameful ones, but it's more so that I denied it because Bryce had a lot of crazy claims to where there was a point.
Well, you did.
Like,
I mean, like everything that I said was
there's
true.
Who says that's true?
I mean, like, you definitely sucked my toes.
I believe that 100 wholeheartedly. Love you so much, but
and you did try to put a finger.
That's not true. I could say a lot of things about the things that.
No, I didn't.
I'm just wondering.
You did.
Why?
I didn't let you put a finger in my butt.
Why? Oh.
I mean, now I definitely have let that happen, but like
I kind of feel like I fingered your asshole.
No, that was the first. Should we get off the podcast? That was the first time that any girl has even went towards her.
I don't know. I think
I
remember.
No, don't do that.
I guess you figure it out. You're like, oh.
I guess I was just like a proven liar. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said, there were things that you said that I did that I don't know if I agree with the fact that I did or not. So there was a deniability there. Now there's like, you know, like people know. And
if we're being completely honest, you're the first girl I did anal with.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming to the Canceled Podcast.
Hey, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yo, there's literally no need for any of this.
I didn't know that. I'm like,
so think about this. Me being like, that was when I was like low key new to LA.
This podcast
girl,
can end.
This girl that I'm hooking up with is like the most poppin' at the time. I'm like an innocent little boy. I almost get my finger. I almost get my butthole fingered. Okay. I get my toes sucked. I feel like I fingered your asshole. And then I do anal for the first time. So yeah,
Bryce did some terrible things to me too. But I know that if I say them, they'll be clipped. So I'm just gonna let it ride. Because obviously, people know I'm a freak. People know I do crazy shit. However, he's not innocent. But
we haven't done anything since. Like, that was the only time that we ever even did anything, right?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
It's a shaky timeline. It was a very long time ago. And then, obviously, we hooked up. We had a point where we hated each other. And then we came back together and became, like, besties.
I know, so hating each other was after you hooked up?
Yeah.
Fully. Oh, I didn't know that.
No, and I was cooking him on Twitter, and was like, you suck my toes.
And that, yeah, she was cooking me, and I was like, all right, bitch, my feet were in your mouth.
Which is literally ridiculous. And then since then, we've built a brother-sister-like friendship. That's beautiful. So I don't want people to think there's still
a... I love this coming-of-age film.
No, fully. It really is.
Yeah.
We're great friends now.
Now we're besties.
Who says you can't fuck your friends?
Literally.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Gorgeous. No, now I'm moving on to their wedding. Or Riley and your wedding. Or any wedding, really.
No, we'll root for Riley. But
yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, it could be a throuple, though. I feel like Riley could be down. Like, Riley's not, like...
Riley, you know. I love you.
Yeah,
Riley, I won't touch him.
Brooke did just hook up Riley, with
don't you dare.
Should we talk about that?
That's the end of the canceled podcast.
Should we talk about that?
No, literally, I'm like.
Because we were talking about it
before. Yeah, I'm getting out here cooked right now.
No.
Fair enough. Brooke hooked up with a girl that Bryce also hooked up with.
Neither of us fucked.
Brooke might have done more than you.
You probably did.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's word of mouth. Someone said I walked in on you and her.
Wow.
Fair enough.
You were that drunk?
Fair enough.
I've had that moment. Drunk enough to faint during sex. I'll talk about that on the next one.
You fainted during sex?
Nope, can't. That's a story for Hunter to be here for.
You guys now know I've gone farther with Bryce Hall than Hunter. So thank you for tuning in to the canceled podcast.
Fandom Moshe is canceled.
WE Talent Production.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.